Ratzvi Yecheskel Michelson was the Rav of the city of Płońsk in Poland. He was unfortunately murdered during the Holocaust. And he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham and a very big expert in history of the Jewish people and history of Menhagim. He has a sefer that he wrote called Tirash V'Yitzar. In his sefer, he writes that he was once in Vienna and he found at somebody who sold Sifrei Kodesh Sfarim that he had a sefer that was obviously published many years before, and it was a sefer that had in it many different menhagim, many different customs that we observe, and it had also the source for all of these many different menhagim. And he decided that this rare, incredible sefer was something that he wanted to own, and he started to collect money, save up money, that he should be able to buy the sefer. By the time he came back to buy the sefer, he was informed that somebody from Australia, especially at that time, if somebody came from Australia and took the sefer to Australia, there was no way that he would ever have the opportunity to see that sefer again, had come and bought and took the sefer. And he writes in the sefer that in his sefer Tirash V'Yitzar, that even though he himself was never able to get that sefer back, see it again, he does remember something that he saw in the sefer. He says that we know that the meaning at a chuppah is that we break a glass, zecher, as a remembrance to the Churban Yerushalayim. As the pasuk says, ala es Yerushalayim arois simchasi. But he did not, he says he never knew the source for that minig. He says, because actually the Gemara Masechta Baba Basra Daf Samach Amud Beis explains that what we do as a zecher, as a remembrance for the Churban Yerushalayim, is to put ash on the head of the chassan. That's how we have the Zecher Yerushalayim. Nothing to do about breaking a glass. He says the Gemara does speak about breaking a glass at a wedding, a Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Lamed, but it's an entire different situation. They had a situation where that they were concerned that people who were attending the wedding were getting a little too lightheaded and not acting appropriately, so they broke a glass to get them to quiet down. But where does it come to break a glass under the chuppah if we're already putting ash on the chassan's head? Zeichel Churban. So he says that the many things that are done at the chuppah that are simonim, are good signs for the future life of this couple. And that's why the minig is that a chuppah is done under the stars, that we should say that this couple should have children k'choich v'ashamayim, like the stars. So he says, we find in this week's parasha that when Rachel ultimately had Yosef, the pasuk says, v'tar v'tela ben, she got pregnant, she had Yosef, v'tayma osef elohim eschar posi. And Rashi explains, kol zman she'en li sheben, as long as a woman doesn't have any children, if something goes wrong, she has to take the blame. But once she, Baruch Hashem, has children, he blames it on the child. Zer Rashi says, if there's something broken in the house, bincha. If something is missing, bincha. And that's the minig of breaking the glass under the chuppah. Breaking the glass under the chuppah is we're saying that HaKadosh Baruch should help, that this couple should have children, and that there will be broken glass in this home, and this broken glass in the home will be the proof that in Mitzvah Shem there will be children in this home. But clearly what we see in this parasha is how Rachel was so anxious to have children, and the pasuk says, V'yizkel akim es Rachel, V'yishmael el akim v'yiftach es Rachma. And Rashi says, V'yizkel akim es Rachel, Zachel ha-shemosr simonol ha-chaysop, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered and the incredible act of kindness that Rachel performed in giving the simonim to her sister. She was most concerned that she would end up having to marry Esav, because she was concerned that Yaakov would divorce her, because she doesn't have any children. And actually, Rashi says that was Esav's plan, when he became aware. And the question is, why would Yaakov Avinu divorce Rachel because unfortunately she has no children? We can't say, well, Yaakov Avinu would want to divorce her because he wants to have children, because Yaakov had children from Leah. So sort of the Sefer Sich Yaakov explains this. The Pasuk says that the Tekana Rachel Achosop, why was Rachel jealous of Leah? Kana b'masa ha'tayva. She was jealous because she figured that Leah acts better than she does. Amar alulei shitzotkim emeni. If not for the fact that she was a bigger tzaddikus, le'zach slabadim, why did she have children more than I? So what we see, well, Rachel's attitude was that when is a woman able to have children? Because if she acts the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to act. And that's why she was concerned that maybe Yaakov Avinu, when he saw that she didn't have any children, she thought to herself that maybe what she did when she gave Leah the simonim was actually not the right thing to do. Moreover, she thought to herself, Leah has shown that she knows the power of tefillah. Because as we know, Rashi tells us, it's based on a Gemara, Masechet Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, that everybody used to say that Leah is the older one of Lavan's children, and she's going to marry her cousin Esav. And Leah used to daven all the time that HaKadosh Baruch should help, that she should not end up marrying that Rasha, but she should marry Yaakov Avinu the Tzaddik. So Rachel started questioning herself. And she started thinking to herself, what helps that a person should be able to have children? The way they act. And then she started questioning herself, maybe the fact that I should not have given the simana to my sister. Maybe the fact that I don't have children is an indication that my tefillahs are not being accepted. But what does the Medrash actually say that is not what happened? Because the Medrash on the Pasuk that says, V'yiskal akim es Rachel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately remembered Rachel and helped her have children. So the Medrash says, the Medrash Rabba quotes the Pasuk, Sochreini Hashem b'tzoyin amecha, p'gdeini b'shuasecha, dova acha zocha chazdev emanosa el beis Yisrael. So Sordar Rav Dushinsky, the Tzal, explains what is the connection to this Pasuk. Because we know that Rachel Imenu is actually the one that cries on behalf as Klai Yisrael. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch, and that's what the Medrash says. Not only did Rachel not have any reason to be concerned that she's not a tzaddikus, that her tefillahs are not accepted, that Yaakov's not going to want to continue living with her because of that, but on the contrary, the Yiskal Kemis Rachel teaches us the Medrash that Rachel, who represents Zocheini B'tzoyin HaMecha B'kdeini B'shua Secha, she's the one that's constantly crying on behalf of Klai Yisrael. Zocha Chazdev HaMenosel HaBeis Yisrael, she's the one that makes sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ultimately have Rachmanos on us. A person who lives their life devoted to Klai Yisrael, davening on behalf of Klai Yisrael, tells us the Pasuk, for Yiska Lakimus Rachel, she ultimately was Baruch Hashem Zoicha to have the children Yosef and Binyamin. The power of our tefillah, not just the power of our tefillah, but the power of our tefillah on behalf of Klai Yisrael brings Yeshuas not just to all of Klai Yisrael, but to us individually.